Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Alan C. is here. Alan is a audio member of our Brain Trust. He's become a great member of the Brain Trust over the last several years. Principal and Chief Marketing Officer at CMO Temps. He's one of the top and most influential chief marketing officers on the planet, and he's joins us on a regular basis to share his wisdom with us. Alan C., welcome back.
Good morning, Jim, and thank you so much. You're way too kind.
It's great to have you on the show again, Alan. So one of the challenges all businesses have, especially small businesses, is how to staff the leadership if they think about expanding it beyond their own the founder. I've seen people, especially if it was a technical company, I've seen the founder demote himself to vice president of innovation, and bring in a CEO who could run the company better than he could. Nobody was better at the technology, but he wasn't that great of a manager. So he brought in a president, brought in a CEO to run the company. You know, obviously he still owned it, but how do you take your company forward? Which there are a number of different things to consider, aren't there?
There truly is, and why? I mean, that situation you just described, I salute that person because that rarely happens that
it
way.
It does. You're exactly right.
Why is it that hiring decisions seem to bring out the worst insecurities in people? And when you're a small business looking to grow, or even you're just trying to maintain in an environment where it's become quite brutal. Whether you're a small company or a big company, I mean, on a big company side, you can have this bureaucratic political stuff going on, but small companies often have this tribal clannish thing going on, which is not far removed from the exact same thing, in a big company. I mean,
right.
Tribal, but I mean, it could be a family business. Clannish could mean you've got two or three people that have been with you for a really long time, and now you've just kind of been, you're set in your ways.
Well, big businesses have silos. Small businesses have teepees, right? they have pup tents, you're not getting in my pup tent. You're not gonna take my ideas out of my pup tent. And it's all about, and it's one of the things I've said for years. The problem with humanity are the humans, right? And so
yeah, oh, absolutely.
We don't get out of our own way, but there is a technical issue here. And that is, and it's not so much the personality or even the control. It's really about culture, isn't it? When you bring in, should I bring in someone from a big company? Isn't that what you're thinking? Should I bring in someone from a big company who maybe could take us to the next level, or is that person going to really understand how our small business works? Isn't that one of the concerns?
It really is, and when you look at these, when I talk about the insecurity, it seems like typically, and this could be big company or small company, but you seem to always be looking for somebody who's been in that similar size type company and within the exact same industry. It's like these forces are creating a forced equilibrium between similar size, same industry, as if they think that people can't learn or grow or adapt or bring in new ideas from different industries, different size companies to give that small business owner a bigger picture of what could be, what might be.
Some people you could hire might have the goods, but they might not be able to apply it at your scale, right? I mean, some people...
That can happen, too.
This is... Folks, what we're talking about here is not something that's not a real concern. It is a concern. It's a I'm calling it a challenge. How do I, if I, and of course, let's define what kind of a person we're trying to hire. Are we hiring an executive VP? Are we hiring a general manager? Are we hiring a sales manager? Are we are we hiring our replacement? It could be any of those, right?
Absolutely, it can be any of those. Now, from my perspective, over the last several years, it's specifically been within marketing. So when you think of the marketing role and how a company wants to go to market, what kind of product sets they're going to have, what will be direct, indirect, reseller type channels. So your go to market strategy. This is where, at least I see from, in the last two decades, I've jumped back and forth from big to small and small to big. And it never ceases to amaze me that both types of industry or both types or sizes of companies have their own nuances on how they look at these executive transitions as to whether they're judging, can people do this or will they not be able to,
And there are differences. I mean, if a marketing officer is being courted by a company in another industry or the same industry but similar size, similar scale, then that's a pretty easy transition. But if you're trying to bring them to the small business scale, that's a different landscape, isn't it?
Well, it can be, but here I'm going to give you a situation where it's kind of the same, and this has to do with money, funds, budgeting. So with a smaller company, especially within marketing, you could say, well, we really don't have the funds to be able to do the kind of campaigns maybe that you've been used to doing in a larger company. Oh, well, guess what? In a larger company could suggest that there's a big budget, but what got going on in the big company is what I call the P&L wars. In other words, it's like,
that's right.
Oh, that's a great idea, but we want your P&L to pay for it, not ours.
Right.
And so it's still not like even in a large company that there's this bottomless budget that you can just reach into.
Well, if you're coming in new, you're going to want to make a mark. And you're going to want a budget, and that may be hard to find in a small business. We're going to come back after the break and talk some more about this with Alan Seed and help you make the decision on how to take your marketing to the next level. Should you go with someone from a company like yours or one that's not like yours? We're going to change industries too after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.